At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller-Keys,
and Jared Haven.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help! We suck at being newlyweds. It's yours truly, Dean Michael Babies, joined by Haylen Miller-Babies and Jared. Jared, what is Jared's middle name? Jared Babies, joining us from Rhode Island.
Yeah, Jared Haven Babies, I'll go by.
Hey, Babies. What is your middle name, actually, while we're on the subject?
Matthew. So anytime my mom was mad at me, it was always Jared Matthew. Jared Matthew. That's how I knew I did something wrong.
You want to know what makes us such great co-hosts, all three of us? We all have M middle names. Marie, Michael, Matthew.
We sure do.
Marie, Michael, Matthew. That sounds like a...
Dave Matthews.
It's actually a great name.
It sounds like a religious name or something. Marie Michael Matthew. I don't know. Maybe not. Anyways, we got a great episode for you guys today. And why is that, you might ask? Because it's just us talking. Just talking about our lives. And Haylen and I, well, I guess we're going to record an episode next week. But
I keep thinking this is an episode where we can like talk about the whole wedding because this is the last one. But next week we can talk about it. No. Not all the details and stuff.
This is so much better. I got to make eye contact with you. I really appreciate this setup more. So for the listeners, I brought my own computer this time, and I'm sitting at the same table as Haylen, but just on the opposite side of it. And I like to be able to look at you.
It's good, too, because technically speaking, Dean is super loud, and he bleeds into my mic, so it's great.
Yes, and my eyes, I'm not good at eye contact. They wander, but I can make eye contact with you.
Oh.
So this is good for me.
It's great. It's great.
Anyways.
It's like the difference between sitting on the same side of the booth and sitting across from each other at the booth.
Yes.
We're not same side boothers. Are you guys?
No. Who the hell is? Psychopaths are.
I've done it.
He does it to switch it up and try to be weird.
I'll do it sometimes. I'll do it like, okay, Haylen and I both like the booth and we hate the chairs. And so if I really want the booth, but she really wants the booth, then we'll both sit in the booth. That's happened a few times.
Yeah. Very rarely.
Sometimes like you need the booth, but the TV you can only watch the TV from sitting in the booth, and there's a football game on and I have to sit in the booth and watch the football game. So
yeah, one time we walked into a restaurant and every single person in this restaurant, it was the weirdest thing, was sitting same booth, and there were chairs on the opposite side. I'm like, what kind of Esther's kitchen in Vegas? Every single person.
I don't remember that.
The weirdest thing.
That is strange. I got some wedding stuff. I got my shirt, my belt buckles. I still need to get my cowboy hat.
Kimosabi.
We need to do that in Aspen next week. Jared, are you coming to the wedding?
No, obviously not. We will not be there.
Okay.
We RSVP'd, yes. And we're all booked. We're ready to go. We have our, I won't say what type of room it is because I feel like that gives away a little bit of the location.
Do you guys have your cowboy hats and cowboy boots ready?
No. So, like, is that like a thing? Are we going to be wearing, like, because the attire rundown that we got from mm-hmm. your wedding planner, I would imagine, it did say it was encouraged.
Yep, not necessary.
It's mandatory.
Okay, because I don't own anything like that. Now, I have boots, obviously. Cowboy boots I don't have. Dean, are you going to be wearing cowboy boots? Are you actually doing this?
I'm not a cowboy boot guy. I am going to be wearing a hat that will resemble the cowboy aesthetic. I'll be wearing a bolo tie and a belt buckle.
Yep.
The thing, Jared, is you guys should really lean into this. It's a great opportunity. It's not, I don't want to say it's like Halloween because that's degrading it a little bit. But like it is an excuse to dress maybe out of your comfort zone a little bit. Get a little creative with your outfits.
Yeah, like embrace the Yellowstone aesthetic.
What about the wedding day?
Wedding day, if you want to. We went to a Colorado wedding and a lot of people were wearing boots and hats. If you want to, anything goes really. Anything but jeans, anything but denim, we're good.
Yeah, a couple of my friends from Colorado were asking for outfit advice. And they're like, because they live in the mountains. And they're like, we know what Mountain Chic is. But Mountain Chic to them is way different than Mountain Chic
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm kind of on their side because I agree. But at the same time, I think the word chic alone indicates that it's a little more highbrow than denim. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you wear with cowboy boots other than jeans?
Oh, you wear like, you know, your normal suit with cowboy boots and a hat to make it more Colorado. Mm. Like picture Yellowstone. How they dress up in Yellowstone is what we're going for.
Caleb loves Yellowstone. Except, we're having a Yellowstone themed wedding.
Except Beth's wedding, because Beth's wedding was a little like Vegas.
That Beth.
Yeah. Well, we got to get Costner at this wedding. I don't watch Yellowstone, so I don't know how they dress up. Mm. I guess I'm trying to think of, like, honestly, the first thing that came to my mind was Back to the Future 3. And I'm like trying to think of how they dressed, because that's when they go to the Old West. I'm like, how the hell did they dress up nicely?
Oh yeah, that's a good call. You could watch like a couple episodes of Westworld. They wear suits in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like 1800s, isn't it?
It's the West. It's Mountain Chic. No. I guess is this an Old Western wedding or is it a Mountain Chic wedding?
Not Old Western.
Okay, gotcha.
Kevin Costner in Yellowstone. He looks very handsome, dressed up in his suits. Most of the time they're wearing denim on the farm or whatever you would call it. But when they're dressed up, they've got the hats, they've got the boots, and they've got the suits.
Cute.
So yeah, that's the aesthetic we're going for. We'll see how people show up. Are you looking it up right now?
Oh, I'm 100% looking up. So they have Costner. I see him in a cowboy hat and a suit, but it's not a full body, which sucks. Mm. It's from the waist up. And I need to know what he looks like from the waist down. Maybe I should just Google Kevin Costner Yellowstone waist down.
See what comes up.
Oh my gosh. I just tried Googling Mountain Chic and it autocorrected to Mountain Chicken. And the first thing that came up was a frog. So that was a weird experience. No,
mountain chickens are actually frogs.
Yeah, apparently.
You heard it here first.
Jared, you could borrow a belt buckle if you'd like. I've got an extra. So feel free to jump on the belt buckle bandwagon if you want.
Well, now I kind of want to buy a belt buckle.
Yeah, it's a fun time to dress up. Embrace your mountain.
Yeah, so because I think it's different for girls, because Ashley can wear cowboy boots with a dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good look.
So we should be dressing up for the wedding day, not just the wedding weekend, but like the day of. I'm showing up in a suit and cowboy boots. And Ashley's in a dress and cowboy boots. Is this accurate?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like a nice, I mean, obviously you're not going to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe for this, but I'm thinking like a nice earth-toned suit with a white shirt, probably a bolo tie, but I don't want too many bolo ties because I'm going to be wearing bolo ties.
I don't think I'm going to wear a bolo tie.
I've got extras if you want to borrow one, but.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
But like you guys, are you you wearing cowboy boots down the aisle, bro?
No. I told you I can't wear cowboy boots. My feet don't fit in cowboy boots.
They make bigger shoes.
No. I got a weird bend in my foot.
Weird bunions or something?
Bendings in my foot.
I'm just trying to figure out what I should be wearing for the wedding itself. Because I might, like, you know, obviously, I don't really venture out my comfort zone. So usually I'll just be wearing, you know, suit, nice shoes. But I guess I could try to wear cowboy boots, but also I don't want to show up in cowboy boots and then everybody else is not wearing any cowboy boots to the wedding and I'm the jackass.
It's like Legally Blonde where she shows up to the Halloween party dressed up and she's the only one.
I was, what was on yesterday? Mean Girls was on the other day and it was the scene where she dresses up at the Halloween party and she's the like bride, you know, vampire, Dracula's wife or whatever the hell she is. And everybody else is just dressed like a slut.
There's two types of girls on Halloween. I don't remember what she says after that.
Yeah. Mean Girls. Great movie.
Yeah. What's new with you, Jared? How's Rhode
Ashley's Island? Very into the summer I turned pretty.
She's just getting into it for the first time?
Oh, she's obsessed.
Oh my God, me too.
I can't get into TV shows because we've talked about this before. I have a hard time watching more than like one or two episodes because I just am like, oh, okay, yeah, that was good. And I can never watch it again. But because I just can't invest that type of time. But Ashley watched like the first, I'm not joking, 4 episodes. So you're talking about, you know, almost 4 hours of your life. And she's like, this show sucks. I don't like this show at all. Yeah. Oh. She was like, I'm going to give up on it. I don't understand why people like it. It's just, it's not my thing. I don't like it. And I was like, all right, I'm sorry to hear that. And she's like, but I'm going to, so many people like it. I'm going to keep trying. I'm like, this is why I don't like TV shows, because you have to invest so much time. And then, of course, episodes 5 or 6, whatever the hell it turned around for, she was like, OK, got a lot better. And now she's at the point where she's like, Jared, I can't tell you how much I love this show. Mm-hmm. It's changing me as a person. And I'm so glad I didn't give up on it. Mm. And I was like, wow, that's a big 180 right there.
I don't know if it's changed me as a person, but it is such a good show. And she has to read the books after. And then if she still needs more, they have audiobooks read by the characters from the show. So you just get like a different perspective.
But you already read the book.
Yeah, and you can read it again. You can't get enough. I don't know why I can't get enough of it, but it's so good. Huh. And it's so precious and wholesome.
What is it called again?
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Wasn't that a movie that you watched?
It was a show that I watched. But there was a
movie. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of The Boys I Kissed Before.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same author. So she wrote those books and directed those movies. Hmm. Jenny Han.
She just made me do a TikTok with some trending sound about
this is your best look, Connie baby.
Yeah, this is your best look, Connie baby.
Or no, it's this is your look, Connie baby. Oh God, it's such a good show.
Okay, well, if you're listening to this and you haven't seen The Summer I Turned Pretty, what are you doing? Finish this episode first, obviously, and then go watch.
Binge. It'll take you a day.
Apparently, you need to watch 6 episodes before it gets good, though.
I loved it immediately, I think. It's cheesy. Yeah. You guys would hate it, but it is so freaking good.
I'm just really glad that you could find a show that you could appreciate that much. It's great.
She says it makes her feel young.
Yes, that's it. It reminds you of falling in love for the first time, having your first crush. I know I'm passionate about this. It's such a good show.
It's usually me doing this, so it's good to see you do it.
It just, yeah, it reminds you of being young, being 15, and having your first crush, and then like growing into a woman slowly. And, you know, it's the summer she turned pretty, so it's a summer like boys started noticing her, and the guy she loved forever started to like her back.
Do you remember the summer you turned pretty?
No, maybe 18.
No.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected, and another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted 2 dogs. First was Pappy, and the second was Alistair, and I gotta tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us, and even with Alistair, we got him And we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black led brand, we make room for another Black led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Jared, do you remember the summer you turned pretty?
I'm trying to think of like the first time where I was like, I feel confident about hitting on girls. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was till college. Mm. In high school. Yeah, it was probably, you know what? It was probably the summer that I started dating my first girlfriend. So that was when I was 19. I was feeling confident about myself.
Late bloomer.
My friend group like was working out. You know, I wasn't in high school anymore. So I still had the same friends, but I just felt more mature. I guess it's just the as you grow older, you start becoming more comfortable with yourself. And that was the first summer I remember feeling good. Mm-hmm. Feeling good about me with the opposite sex. What the hell? Yeah. So this is 2009. I think the summer of 2009 is the summer that I turned pretty. I think that was it right there.
Dean, what about you?
Mine, I think, came in two stages. I think the first summer I started feeling pretty. I remember I got back from, I think it was between freshman and sophomore year of high school. I got back to school and I had hit a growth spurt and I was always a little chunky when I was up until I was 13. I hit a growth spurt, gained like 4 inches over summer. So my body fat just spread out amongst the height, which was good. And I remember this girl that I was good friends with told me I looked really skinny. And I was like, wow, I've never been told I look skinny before. So that was like the first step. And then the second step was when I went to college. And in high school, everyone knew about my testicular mutilation. Mm-hmm. And
really, everyone in high school remembered? Oh,
what? Yeah. Well, not remembered, but it's like a small town. Everyone, you know, shares stories.
I was the guy with one ball.
I was too scared to stand up for myself and be like, no, it's normal down there. I promise. And so like they would just talk about it and be like, well, I would just get clam up and get all nervous. But when I went to college, it was like a whole new place because no one knew any of that backstory. Not that it affected me in any way, but there was like that, you know, dark cloud kind of lingering over me.
Or maybe nobody remembered or thought about it, but you just thought everyone was thinking about
it. And you're probably so right. Like it probably was a bigger deal to me than it was to anyone else. Yeah. But I do think that was like a barrier because some girls were probably like, ooh, that guy, he got stitches on his testicles one time. I'm not going anywhere near him. And so when I went to college, no one knew that story. And so I was like a whole new man. So that was the first summer was 2006 and the second summer was 2010.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that you guys remember that.
Yeah. I guess it's maybe more of a turning point for men because it just, we can feel it a little bit more. Because as a girl, you're probably getting attention from anyone anyways. But as a guy, it's like you really have to either be more confident in your approach or just look good enough. And guys are maybe our later bloomers for that.
No, I think I remember I had this crush for so long and he never gave me the time of day, like ever, never cared about me. And then it wasn't until I got off The Bachelor that we met up for coffee or something. And that was the first time he was like, oh, like I'll finally give you attention. And I was like, honestly, I'm not interested. Mm. Like, you're kind of a loser.
Yeah, screw him. He said that I'll finally give you attention.
No, but you could see he finally asked me out on a date. And I was like, eh, you're stuck in the hometown. You never left. Mm. Like, I'm good.
You want to know what's funny? I was just talking to my buddy because I was back in my hometown last week climbing mountains. And I was talking to him about it. And because he lives in the town that we grew up in still, small town, obviously, in Colorado. And I always, when I like moved to Denver and then moved to Los Angeles, I always like looked at the people that lived in the town and I was like, you never got away. Like that stinks for you. You're missing out on so much of this world. But now that I'm 32, all I could possibly want is to move back to my small hometown. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him that I was like from 22 to 28, I was like happy to have gotten out. But now at 32, all I want to do is get back.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
We'll get back there one day, but not my hometown. My hometown's...
We'll stay far away from Richmond.
Fredericksburg. Richmond, I went to college.
I was going to say Frankfurt. Mm. I knew that wasn't right. And so Germany. I went I went into panic mode and I said Fredericksburg.
It's okay.
No, I said Richmond. Alexandria, somewhere in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, one of these days we'll move back. But yeah.
But anyways, I don't think I turned pretty until college is my long story.
I saw a picture of you as a cute little kid.
Yeah, I was cute as a kid and then middle school, rough. High school, rough.
Yeah, but I bet you like everyone is rough in middle school.
No, you know why it was rough? Is because in middle school or freshman year of high school, I overplucked. I was in one of those like magnified mirrors, started plucking my eyebrows, and then I plucked so my eyebrow didn't start until where my pupil is. Mm. So I just had a little sliver all throughout high school.
Yeah, but I bet you like that was the style and everyone else was doing
it. It was so bad. That's why you'll never see a photo of me from high school.
Well, I'm saying it looks bad now with perspective, but back then, if everyone is doing it, then you just look just like everyone else.
Nobody was doing it. I made a mistake. I made a huge mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think from Bachelor was someone that not peaked in high school, but I feel like a majority of us have similar stories where we all feel that we didn't come into our own until later in life. Mm. I'm curious if there's people from, I'm just trying to think of people that we both know. That's why I say Bachelor, that were like, oh, that guy loved high school. Mm. 'Cause I feel like a lot of the people that I went to high school with that quote unquote peaked in high school, that were the cool kids that loved high school. Everybody wanted a date. You know, they're not doing great right now.
Yeah.
You know, they're not.
Well, I would say that we probably don't know the former contestants that peaked in high school because we wouldn't really be friends with those types of people as ugly ducklings ourselves, you know? And maybe they wouldn't have made it very far enough to leave a lasting impression on us. I don't know.
It is typical. If you peaked in high school, like, you know, you're going down.
There's nothing wrong with peaking in high school. Is there actually, can we just say that maybe there is something wrong with peaking in high school?
I think there is, but there are a few that get out of it. I think I was talking to Jess Clark, Ben's wife, and I think she said she, like high school was good for her. So I don't know if she like peaked then, but she's still going up. So I think she's one of those rare people.
I mean, high school was good for me, but yeah. I hope it wasn't my peak.
Oh yeah. So I don't know. I guess, yeah, peaking in high school is not good. So maybe she didn't like, peak.
I think the only way you can say someone peaked in... Sorry, Jared. I'll let you get to that in a second.
No, go.
I think the only way you can say you peaked in high school is now that we're 30 to be like, oh, yeah, I'm less cool now than I was in high school.
That was the best I would ever... I'll ever be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing because obviously you want to continue to rise in a linear fashion.
But typically people that just had a great high school experience where the popular people are the ones that peaked and aren't doing great now is what we're saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Jared, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, for me, peaking in high school, like when I think of the definition of that, it's like the kid, and Dean can probably relate to this, Caitlin not, when you're walking down the hallway and Wow, high school's so stupid. I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud. But there are certain guys that you wanted to give, not a high five to, but like dap up. You know what I mean? Hmm. Like you'd walk past. It wouldn't be like a full like that. But it's literally just like a, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm. Mm-mm.
I wish I could, but it's just it's low. Dina has no idea. You know what I mean?
Well,
you never did that.
I think my high school experience was different. Small school, like there was a popular crowd, but it was like 20 of us. And then there wasn't that much of a separation between them and then the next group. But like, whether it's not next group down, but like the artsy kids and the jocks, there wasn't really much of a chasm between the two of them, you know?
There was a gap in our school. Mm. And so my definition of someone who peaked in high school is like when you see that kid walking by. And because I was always on the cusp, I was never cool, but I was never like the center of attention with bullied. So I'd be bullied, but then also I'd play sports. So I would know all the jocks, but I'd be friends with the artsy kids too. So I was kind of like, I never really had like a core group. I was just, I kind of like floated by. I feel like the story of my life, just like floating by.
That's tough. That's a tough place to be because you feel like you don't fit in anywhere then.
Yeah, actually one of my buddies who went through a similar experience said he always regrets that because he feel like he never had close friends in high school because he was always friendly with everybody, but he would never have really close friendships like that, like, you know, that core, like those two or three people where you're like, we're going through this experience together. And I guess I kind of had the same thing, but it's never really bothered me. Anyway, the definition of the kid that peaked in high school, I can't believe this is like my experience and not in either one of yours. When he's walking the other way, you hope that he puts his hand out. So you're like, so he's like, what's up? And then you just dap up for a second and then you're cool by association.
Mm, I can relate to that. I remember like the coolest girl in our high school. Like everyone was obsessed with her, Taylor Bailey.
What's Taylor Bailey doing now?
I don't know. I was just thinking that. I don't know what she's doing.
Because we're calling her out first and last name.
No, she's, I mean, that's a, I feel like there's a lot of Taylor Baileys in the world, but she was the coolest person in high school. Coolest ever and very nice. I like wanted to be her so bad. And so if she were to walk by me in the hallway and be like, hey, Kaylin, it would have like, I would have been shocked and amazed and like, oh, I'm pretty cool. Taylor Bailey knows me.
Hmm. See, I maybe that's where we draw the disconnect because I think maybe that I was that person. I was Taylor Bailey. But like, it wasn't just me. There wasn't one Taylor Bailey in our school. There was 10 of us. And maybe I'm just imagining this. Like, maybe I think that we were way cooler than we actually were.
I thought you said you weren't cool in high school.
I was, all of my friends were like the best athletes and the best students. And
that's why, because me and Jared are on the same level.
Of course
he
was cool in high school.
Yeah. But that's the thing is I don't.
Wait, you're saying you peaked in high school?
No, that's what I'm trying to avoid saying is I peaked in high school. Because I still think my peak is ahead of me at this point.
Uh-huh.
But my point is, and again, it has to just be the size of the school. I graduated with 92 kids in my class. And you, I'm sure, had hundreds. And Jared, I'm sure you had way more than that too. It's just like when a school is that small, there isn't a Taylor Bailey. And so because of that, there's half of the school is a Taylor Bailey. You know what I mean?
You've said Taylor Bailey so many times.
I'm just using that as like a point of reference, like the coolest kid in school.
I think the name of this podcast should be Taylor Bailey.
Taylor Bailey.
I mean, half of us were Taylor Baileys. And so I just don't, there was never a kid where I walked down and I was like, oh, I hope that guy gives me a high five right now. You know?
Yeah.
Because like we were the top of the food chain, but all of us were the top of the food chain. It was a school full of great white sharks.
Interesting.
In a good way. And I'm saying that positively too.
Dude, I'm trying to find a high school photo of you right now, Dean.
Oh, I'll send you a photo. I'm trying to look at Kaylin's friend list on Facebook for Taylor Bailey.
To find Taylor?
Yeah.
I don't even know if we were cool. I was cool enough to be her friend on Facebook.
And there's a bunch of Taylors, but no Taylor Baileys.
Yeah, I really wanted to be her friend, but also we were like two or three grades apart. So I was just a measly little freshman.
And also I say all this as far as our school goes, but when I went to college and I started meeting people that were actually like the Taylor Baileys of their big school.
Found her on Facebook. She's doing great.
She still
looks beautiful. Good. Wow. I can't believe she didn't peak in high school. She's still going.
That's impressive. When I went to college and I started meeting people that went to big schools that were actually the popular kids, I was like, oh, our experiences were way different because you were like royalty, basically, which we didn't have that at our school.
I was looking for old photos and obviously I couldn't really find one, but I found this gem. Look at these two young kids in love.
Oh, best day ever.
I hate that picture so much.
Why do you hate this picture? You look so good.
I just look greasy and gross.
You guys both look great. What are you out of your mind? You think you look bad there?
Yeah.
He'll never be happy with his appearance, which blows my mind because he's the most handsome person ever.
Kaylin, what's your favorite Dean look? I feel like he's had many.
I really like that one. Coming down to the beach was a really good one. We were talking about hair length the other day, and I was like, that's a perfect length for the wedding. And I just wanted to bring that up again, because remember on the podcast 2 or 3 weeks ago, Dean said, I told Kaylin she'd do whatever, I do whatever she wants in terms of my hair. Mm-hmm. And then I told him last week, I was like, I want you to cut it. And he said, no. And he doesn't remember saying that on the podcast. That he'll do whatever.
I want to have the freedom to do what I want to do.
So you were lying last week. Or
that
two
is
weeks ago.
In complete contrast to what yes. you were saying 3 weeks ago.
Thank you.
It is on record.
Mm-hmm. We can pull up
look,
the tapes.
I don't disagree with you guys, but I just like, you know, I am so anti-authority and anti-being told what to do that I just
want to... He's lying, Kaylin.
I want to have the choice.
He's lying. He's going to cut his hair.
I just sent us in our group chat a picture of me from high school. I look pretty cute in that picture, I think. Just wanted to share it with you guys.
There's nothing.
Is this the summer you turn pretty?
iMessage.
Wow, what
oh
a rabbit.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're hot.
I'm telling you, I was pretty cute.
You're like a Justin
Dude, of
Bieber.
Of course you were the cool kid in high school, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I would have had a big crush on you in high school.
I'm gonna send this other one too. That's actually college. Never mind.
This is
he's
so
the kid
funny.
Walking down the hallway that I'm hoping
yep.
gives me a high five.
This is so funny. He's like, I'll show more photos of me when I was hot.
Well, just peeking in high school. That's me giving a speech at our graduation. Gave a speech at my graduation. That's a pretty, that's a cool kid thing to do. Why? Cool kid energy.
Why did you do that? Were you smart or something?
I was. I guess I'm not anymore.
Wait, yeah. Why did you give a speech at your graduation?
One of my friends who I've talked about on this podcast before died when we were little, and he was my best friend. He would have been graduating with us, but
Hunter.
He did not. So obviously I was giving a speech on his behalf.
That's sweet.
So yeah, that's a little bit about me peaking in high school.
Well, that was a pretty fun conversation. Look at what the summer I turned pretty did for us.
Yeah, I wish I had a show that I was into like that.
I gotta say, yeah. I just can't get enough. And I'm so excited to talk to Ashley about this at the wedding because it becomes an obsession. It really does.
Man, now you're just sending us all photos. my phone is getting blown up with Dean Ungler High School photos. Look at this. How do you find these?
They're on my Facebook from 2008.
Oh,
see, so
gosh.
Many of my good photos are on MySpace, and I can't access that MySpace.
Yeah, never had a MySpace. Dude,
look at
too
you.
Scared to rank my friends.
What a cutie.
Yeah, I see. Maybe I did peak in high school because I was kind of hot back then.
Nope, there he is right
you
there.
You and a wife beater is so funny to me.
Thanks.
Thanks.
See, but you know, that good looking guy, tan, muscular. I guess I was able to get some dates and stuff, but... It was still it was a bit of an obstacle to overcome in my life.
Yeah, you peaked in high school. This
oh my
one's
gosh.
So cute. You're like, I'm shy.
Oh my God.
Don't look at me.
you just said I peaked in high school. That's not very nice.
I'm just kidding. Total joke.
Well, she's still marrying you, so that's a good sign.
You're obviously getting hotter every year.
Oh, you guys.
You just need more compliments?
No. Jared, what are you guys going to do with Dawson when you come to our wedding?
So we are dropping him down in Virginia. So Ashley flies out this weekend because she has a baby shower to go to on Sunday. And then I'll go to Virginia next week because I have to work. And then we fly out to Denver or Colorado, excuse me, on Thursday.
And then you're driving to Aspen?
Yeah. So then we're driving to Aspen. We're debating whether we stay. No, excuse me. We're flying into Aspen. So we fly from Virginia, we have a layover, we're flying into Aspen, and then we drive to the resort after that. We're thinking we're going to stay in like the city Aspen on Thursday night and then go to your location on Friday.
Nice.
Because we get in at like 9.
Yeah.
And we're like, we could drive and get the rental car. We just get a hotel and just go to sleep and then wake up and do it tomorrow. Because I don't know when Ben and Jess are going there. We've been talking to them, trying to like meet up and figure out exactly when they're going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
It is like an hour from the Aspen airport, and it's going to be late. It's going to be 2. It's going to be 11. If you land at 9 Colorado time, it's 11 Rhode Island time. So it would be a little too late.
I do have a question. Because this is like not a spoiler of where it is, but it's very retreaty.
Mm-hmm.
It says that we are sharing a bathroom with someone.
You shouldn't be. No.
Ah, woo! Great news. Because when you sign up for the location, it says it's a shared bathroom. And Ashley were like, oh, no.
No, I definitely put you guys in one that doesn't. There are some that do.
There's like five or six couples that we have given the luxury.
Just threw to the wolves?
That are giving the luxury of having their own bathroom. Because yes. There's like 12 or 13 cabins or something. And only five of them are single bedroom, one bath.
And it's so interesting how sharing a bathroom can just be different between guys and girls. Because as a girl, mm-hmm. it's like you have to get ready and do all that. As a guy, I'm like, well, I'm going to blow this thing up at least twice a day. Mm-hmm. And I don't want somebody else's significant other. Because I texted Ben and we texted Ben and Jess. And we're like, do you know if we're sharing a bathroom with you guys? Because at least like I would feel comfortable mm-hmm. talking to Jess and be like, hey, Jess, like, you know, give me a little time here.
Yeah. I just pulled up the Google sheet with everyone's room assignments and it says Jared and Ashley, private restroom across hall. So it's like you have your own. It's like a weird setup, but yeah.
No, it's fine.
You've got
your own. That's fine. No, that's great by us, baby.
Perfect.
So you feel free to blow up the bathroom as much as you want. There's a lot of a lot of forest land around too. So if you really needed to blow something up, you could just go walk out like a quarter mile into the forest and do your business out there.
With Alistair.
Dig a hole.
We just bought Alistair a AirTag collar. Just so he can roam free the whole weekend. And if we lose him, we can just ping him.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Are you nervous about Alistair biting anybody?
No. We're just going to tell everyone not to touch him. If you don't pet
don't
him,
look into his eyes.
If you don't pet him, he won't bother you. But if you try to pet him and try to befriend him, that's when he gets upset.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want friends.
No.
He's the cool kid walking down the hall. Yeah. You try to dab him up, he'll snap.
Doesn't end well.
Yeah, it does not end well.
But he doesn't have teeth, so if he bites, you know, it's fine.
And you got him a tuxedo.
Yes, his tux is so cute. He's going to be our ring bearer.
Are you going to pay any tribute to Pappy?
Oh, we should.
No, I thought about it, but I don't know how.
We could release a butterfly. Yeah.
We're going to go capture a butterfly?
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
If we find one, we should capture it and release it on the altar. Because Pappy mean, Papillon means butterfly in
Papillon.
French.
Yeah.
So,
be cute.
I just feel like you guys love Pappy way more than you love Alistair. Oh, so no. I was like, how they're going to incorporate.
Kaylin loves Pappy more than Alistair.
Dean is obsessed with Alistair. Like, I've never seen him obsessed with anything.
Pappy was at Kaylin's dog. Alistair is my dog.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's not to say that Alistair doesn't love Kaylin, because he definitely does.
Yeah.
I just love Alistair's spunkiness. And he's
unpredictable,
and he's just got a little bit of edge to him. And he's just got a more... Pappy was great. I love Pappy to death. And I will remember him so fondly for the rest of time. But he didn't have as much of a personality as Alistair has.
Pappy was also cool. Pappy was like,
he was cool
couldn't
guy.
Be bothered. You know, he's like, oh, you're here. Didn't care. Alistair, yeah, he has a personality for sure.
Yeah, and I like that about
Alistair. So Pappy was the guy walking down high school that I was hoping would dab me up.
Yeah. Wearing like sunglasses.
Pappy was very cool,
and like
actually.
He probably wouldn't dab you up, but only because he was like so locked in his own world and he wasn't paying attention to anything else, because it's just how kind of cool guy he is. Mm-hmm. So he would probably.
And Alistair has more edge.
It's just a
and that's what
so
I
Alistair
love.
Was the guy who would be like maybe artsy and like in the corner of a wing.
Artsy, moody, exactly.
Yeah, and you'd be like, hey, how's it going?
Doesn't answer.
Like, well, we're all gonna die someday. You're like, God, what's wrong with that kid?
But he's got a point though. Shoot.
Yeah, I should listen to him more often.
I just wanted to update everyone too. I'm on my last mountain to climb. Kaylin's gonna climb it with me.
What?
On the day before the wedding. Yep. I got 56 and only two left, but they're done in the same day. So
the day before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or the Thursday.
I don't have time to do that.
I mean, Wednesday before, and we leave Thursday.
Oh,
yeah. The day before the festivities begin.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys are going to record a podcast. I got news for you.
Yeah. Well, I asked.
I think you'd be so Thursday, sidetracked.
But the iHeartRadio Music Festival is that weekend as well. So it might be a little tricky. But we'll see. But that to be said.
He did it to all the naysayers. He did it.
I haven't done it yet. But yes, I am going to do it, which is great. Because even if we don't do it Wednesday, like let's say there's a storm or something, I'll just do it Thursday morning.
No.
Yes.
No.
And there's one on the way between Denver and Aspen that I wanted you to come up on top of too. So maybe we can get you on one of those. It's very easy. Mm. You basically can drive to the top
Heard
of it.
Heard that before.
You can drive to the top of it. It's a
when
5 minute
proposed.
Hike.
It's so easy. It was the worst hike ever.
But you are alive and you're telling the story. And so obviously it was easy enough to be able to survive.
Yeah. Well, congrats. You've done great.
I've done great.
Yeah.
Are you so excited for me to be done?
I would not correlate survival with level of difficulty.
I think as long as you're alive, are you happy that I'm done?
Oh my God. I'm so happy. I hate it. These mountains have caused me so much anxiety.
Why?
So over them.
Why?
So ready for them to be done.
How have they caused you anxiety?
Because you're hiking so, it's dangerous. You post these videos where you're like slipping off and about to die.
That was one time.
Okay. It was enough to nearly give me a heart attack.
That was like an anecdotal, like, haha, oops, I slipped.
Then you wake up late and start hiking late, and then you do 10 miles. So you're hiking until like midnight.
What did I say this morning?
Don't exaggerate.
Kaylin is locked into this phase where she'll exaggerate facts to prove her point more.
And my point is proven.
you're developing like a girl who cried wolf syndrome, because now every time you say something, okay. I'm like, okay, subtract 3 hours
yeah,
from that.
Okay, you hike till 9 p.m. it's just dangerous and it's been freaking me out, so I'm happy it's over. And I'm happy you accomplished your goal.
Thank you. And I'm happy you don't have to be stressed out about this anymore.
Me too.
Yeah. It's great. I lost 20 pounds just like I had hoped.
Yeah,
I think 10 more could be good, but
no.
I think I need to do some crunches or something
slim.
Before the wedding, but it's just, I'm slim, but I don't have any muscle mass now, which is kind of maybe an issue. But yeah, two left, and I'm doing them the day before the festivities kick off with my brother. I think I've already talked about this on the podcast, but
the bells
we're doing. Yeah. The last two mountains are called the Bells, and we're changing our last name to Bell, and we're going to be Bells. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it's cool. And then, yeah, there's one in, on the way that I want you to come up to the top of with me too, that I've already done, obviously, but it's very easy to do. And so you can get up there and see what it's like to breathe that air at 14,000 feet.
I've had altitude sickness before and I don't want to get it again.
We can get you some Diamox. You'll be fine.
What the heck's that?
Altitude sickness medication.
I wasn't given that when I had altitude sickness.
When did you get altitude sickness?
While we were filming The Bachelor.
At Loveland.
I'm not kidding. We went to the highest peak at Loveland. Came down. We started snowboarding. Mm-hmm. Colton, quote unquote, taught me how to snowboard. Almost died because I had never done it in my life.
It's hard for someone that doesn't know how to snowboard to teach someone how to snowboard.
I was like, can I get a real instructor? This is not safe. And they took me down a scary mountain. I took my helmet off and then it was like the most excruciating immediate migraine and nausea. And they took me to the hotel and I was like, honestly, I think we just need to film the date here because I cannot get out of bed. And they gave me Advil and I just like hugged the toilet for a while, felt better. And then we got a private concert at Red Rock. So I'm happy I went.
Nice. Can I say something?
You think I'm being dramatic?
I don't think you're being dramatic at all. Maybe a little bit. But when we first started dating, you had an issue with not drinking enough water. And one of the biggest things that induces migraines and altitude sickness is being dehydrated.
And we were drinking a lot on The Bachelor, so that.
I think if you were to go into it with a clear head and not drunk and.
I wasn't drunk. Had a couple of glasses of champagne.
And well hydrated, I think you'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
We'll see. Do you remember that when we first started dating, you'd never drink any water?
I say that all the time. I drank water. I just didn't drink a lot.
Yeah, you'd have like a cup of water a day.
Your memory of it is so wrong.
No. Oh, now I'm exaggerating to prove a point. Yes. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get you some Diamox. We're going to chug a gallon of water and it's a 5-minute hike and you'll be great.
We'll see.
Okay. That's not the answer I was hoping for.
Any final things of the wedding before, like, other things that are stressing you out right now?
Dean, anything?
The stress of the wedding makes Kaylin stressed, and Kaylin stressed makes me stressed.
I'm not really stressed. There are like little things here and there.
You're stressed.
The venue has been stressing me out.
Yeah.
Just the owners of it's just been really difficult. And on the rundown, it asks if, you know, we're going to be relieved when it's over, happy, sad, whatever. I'm going to be very excited to never have to deal with them again.
It's so funny because, the venue specifically.
Yes.
But like a week ago, you were talking about how you wanted to start a wedding planning business.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking the venue. The venue has been really difficult. So that has been stressing me out. It's like random things here and there that it's just been super frustrating. The only other thing is that my jewelry hasn't arrived, but it's supposed to arrive today, but we're leaving today for the wedding. So that's it.
You guys are leaving today?
Yeah, we're leaving today.
We're driving to Denver. We're going to the Broncos game this weekend. Go Broncos.
That's right.
By the time this airs, you'd probably have already watched them beat the Commanders' butts into the ground.
They better.
They will. They'll beat the Commanders.
What jewelry? Like what? Earrings, necklace, bracelet?
Earrings and rings. I'm a big ring girl. For the welcome dinner and my two looks for the wedding. Kind of important.
I bought your wedding gift.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah. I was really nervous because I got it shipped to the house and it could either arrive Tuesday or Thursday. Today's Thursday. I couldn't get it to arrive today because what if we had left before? So I got it to arrive Tuesday. And then I was like, crap, but she's going to see it arrive and then she's going to know what she's getting. But then when I opened the box, thankfully they had marked it pretty conspicuously.
Oh, great. Also, my grandparents live 5 houses down from us. Why wouldn't you ship it to them?
Yeah, I was going to ship it to Andy, actually, across the street. Oh. But it was it's very expensive, and I didn't want anyone, like, harboring it.
Very expensive. Crap.
You know? So just wanted to announce publicly that I got your wedding gift.
Amazing. I do want to say our officiant and his girlfriend stayed the night last night and was admiring the gifts that I got Dean. And I'm still pretty proud of them.
I got a Broncos picture.
You should get one for...
And a Nuggets picture.
49ers. Is that right?
49ers for who?
Wait, who's your team, Jared?
He's a Patriots.
Oh, Patriots.
I switched over to the Bucks. Well, not switched over. I just added the Bucks when Brady was there. And now Brady's no longer there. So, like, you know, sorry, Tampa. Could care less about you. However, now go Raiders a little bit because, you know, Tom's a part of owner. So, yeah. Gotta.
You're a big
support.
Jimmy G guy, too.
It's so nice having football back. Yeah.
And we're cut off.
Yeah. It's just the best, dude. Like, best. Oh, my God.
But we're not allowed to talk about it, apparently, because Kaylin.
Yeah,
it's cutting us
you've
off.
Been buzzed.
It is the best. It's the best time of year.
Oh my gosh.
We can talk about the season that it represents.
I'm so excited for fall. Yeah.
I'm not necessarily excited for fall because I love summer so, so much. But like, it is a fun time of the year because football's on. The season is changing. It's like you're used to 120 degree heat, but now you're getting like these 80 degree days that are like perfect. Mm-hmm. You get your pumpkin spice lattes at the coffee shop.
PSLs.
Yeah, there's a lot to love about autumn, and you know, I appreciate it. The leaves
so
are changing.
Kayla, do you know football, or when you go to the game, are you gonna be like, Dean, what's this, what's that, what's this?
I think I can follow along pretty well, but mostly I'm just hanging out, not really paying attention too much. Really,
oh, I meant to say this too. So I hiked at the second to last mountain in Aspen last, what would it be, on Tuesday, on Monday. Today's Thursday, so 3 days ago. And it was the first snow of the season up there. And the leaves haven't started changing yet. But I do think the cold weather coming in is going to expedite the leaves changing colors. And our venue, can we at least say like this setting for the venue?
Maybe not.
It's in like a...
No.
Well, it's very pretty.
It's around a bunch of trees.
Sure. That's fine. It's in a forest.
It's in an aspen grove. And
that's fine.
The aspen groves are green in the summer. But there's like a 2 week window in Colorado where they turn this beautiful yellow color. And so I'm optimistic that we'll get some nice yellow color in the aspens because of the snow that they're getting right now.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Yeah.
But next week, I'm excited. We can share everything.
I think we could share it all right now, but I'll honor your wishes and keep it all hush hush.
Yeah.
But then again, next week is going to come around and we're going to be like, oh, well, I feel like we've already talked about all this.
It'll be like a 2 minute conversation.
Exactly. Just how that stuff always goes, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I know. That's tough.
Did you finalize your honeymoon quickly?
Still working on it. It's really hard logistically, South Africa, because so there's a hotel we want to stay in Botswana, and then it's North Botswana, and then there's another hotel in Namibia. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And it's like an 18 and a half hour drive, and I don't know the airport, so I just want to stay put for like a week or two.
I am planning a mini moon for us, and I'll just say where we're going because you're going to find out anyways.
Oh, really? This is breaking news. We're going to find out where you guys are going on this mini moon. Breaking news.
Madeira.
I kept thinking you were about to say Maltese.
No.
You started with
I can't afford to take us to the Maldives.
It's like, that's mini?
We're going to Madeira.
What the heck? Where is that?
Exactly. That's great that you don't know. It's a beautiful... You don't have to look it up. It's okay. Just a beautiful island.
Where? And how far is the flight?
Off the coast of Portugal.
No way. Oh, that's amazing. I've always wanted to go to Portugal.
Well, it's not Portugal proper. It's Madeira.
That's awesome.
It's like Hawaii is to the US what Madeira is to to Europe, basically.
Can we also go to Mallorca?
I don't know where that is. Weren't you just there?
Uh-huh, and I want to go with you. It's the most romantic place ever.
Well, Madeira will be great. We're flying in for a week.
Wait, that's amazing. I thought you were going to go somewhere like crazy and weird, obscure. This is great. I'm pumped.
There's so many questions.
Yay.
Yeah. And it's nice because there is direct flights from JFK because typically you'd have to fly. We'd fly Vegas to JFK to London or to somewhere in Portugal, Lisbon, I guess. And then to Madeira, but we can fly from JFK to Madeira, which cuts off like 12 hours of flying.
Amazing. That's a sick mini moon. Yeah. That's like a honeymoon.
Well, you're going to plan South Africa, so I figured I'd plan this.
Yeah, it's been a headache, so thank you for planning.
Tit for tit, you know?
Yeah, that's not the expression.
That's not how the saying goes.
Yeah, so that's the plan. I haven't booked anything yet, but I've been looking at flights and trying to plan it all, and we're going to go. And I think we can bring Alistair too, which would be great.
That's crazy.
Oh, Alistair. He deserves a mini moon.
Yeah.
He does deserve a mini moon. He's going to be working hard. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. This setup of us sitting across from each other.
It's better.
It's so much better. And I feel like you spoke so much more freely and you were way more, you just talked a lot more in this setup.
I'm becoming more comfortable as a podcast host.
Of course.
It's taking some time.
And you're great. But I feel like this kind of helped you because instead of talking to the camera, you're talking to me, which is good.
I agree.
So I think this is something we're going to have to try and do a couple more times.
I agree.
Okay, great. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at @HelpWeSuckAtBeingNewlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.